Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Tom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Okay, it is Dom time. Somebody I would really like to be watching the debate with to see if I could read anything, how he's feeling, it's going, of course. Not just the two opponents, but how the moderator is doing. Of course, is Bill O'Reilly. Bill joins us here. Of course, the best-selling book, Killing Crazy Horse, The Merciless Indian Wars in America, the latest in the Killing series. Hey, Bill, welcome in, and thanks for joining us today.
Sure, Dom, anytime. Thanks for having me.
Well, what's the biggest takeaway for you last night?
Well, the debate format, as I mentioned to you last time we chatted, is flawed, okay? And that led to chaos. So here's the big headline that nobody will cop to. If the moderator is not going to fact check in the sense that he is not going to say there are facts that are known, or he doesn't have to micro it, but there are facts that are known. If he's not going to do that, then you're going to have constant interruptions. And that's exactly what happened. So let me give an example. Joe Biden says nothing about Hunter Biden is true.
Right.
Well, everyone knows that's not a true statement. Everybody knows that. So Trump goes ballistic and jumps in and interrupts Biden. Now, if I'm Trump, I think I would do the same thing, because Wallace, you know, is not he's going to let Biden look into the camera and say to the American people, my son did nothing wrong, and I did not enable that situation. He's going to state that, and Wallace is going to sit there mute. You can't do that. Because if you do, then the opponent, Trump, is going to go ballistic and jump in and start waving his arms and do all that. All right? So I'm sitting there and I'm going, you don't have to fact check stats and tax returns, and that's impossible. But when you have a situation that is obviously established and you don't say anything, now, Trump framed it the wrong way. Because he's just not thinking ahead enough. You don't frame it as an attack on Hunter Biden. Who cares about Hunter Biden? No one. You say you use your position as vice president to enrich your family. You're the corrupt guy, Joe Biden. That's how you frame it. But Trump doesn't do that. He just goes, Hunter Biden, Hunter Biden. And people go, well, you know, who cares about Hunter Biden? It's not important. What is important is, and with his no doubt about it, that Joe Biden used his position as vice president of the United States to enrich his family. Period.
Exactly. Now, Bill, let me drill down with you and ask, and that's a great insight how flawed the debate format is. Trump's flaw, though, and you wrote the book on him, so you know it's fair and balanced and as objective, the upside and downside, the specifics of something, he left a lot on the table. When Charlottesville came up, and I don't know if Chris Wallace actually believes the narrative he put into the question, and shockingly to me, on why Trump got rid of critical race theory, they made it sound as if Trump doesn't want sensitivity taught to all Americans.
I thought Trump's answer was good on that. He said, look, what they were doing was turning the federally funded sensitivity sessions into an anti-American screed, which is exactly what happened. Where Trump falls down is that he doesn't step back. He gets too emotional. And he just should have looked at Biden and Wallace and go, are you kidding me? You're making a moral equivalency between Antifa and the Black Lives Matter protests, which have cost the country billions of dollars and people have died, including police. You're making an equivalency on that to some little group that nobody ever heard of called Proud Boys? Is that what you're trying to sell here? Now, if he had done that, he blows both Wallace and Biden out of the water.
Is it lack?
Does he not?
Yes, I agree with you. Is it lack of he doesn't want to prepare? We hear his own style. It gets in the way. He's got good people there. Bill, I had quite a shootout with Chris Christie once. He's the best on his feet that I ever faced. It was unbelievable how good he was. You've had it with people that are good. Does he not want to do that? Does he think it gets in his way to be equipped with details and then to step back a little bit?
It's an impossible question to answer, Dom. I mean, I talked to the president a week ago. I had a nice conversation with him. And he asked me some questions. And, of course, I never give details of any conversations that I have with people when they're off the record. And I gave him, I said, you got to keep it tight. You have to make your point in a very clear and precise way, no longer than 15 seconds. Because if you do that, you'll start to shake your opponent, who is really not equipped to come back fast. And I gave him a few examples. And he didn't use any of them. And trust me on this, Dom. I'm pretty much the best in the business when it comes to debating. I think everybody knows that. And he didn't use one of them. So I don't know why. I can't tell you why.
Yeah, well, you wrote the book, and you have more access than I. I had one long experience, an hour with him, Bill, and I see the charisma. I see a lot of the things that are asymmetric, that he throws people off the track. But I see the blind spot, and again, it comes back to some of the things you probably told him, or I would say on these, that you quickly hit with. And Bill, you know, constant snarky comments. A lot of people watching the debate don't follow this, like talk radio listeners or your viewers and listeners. They need to be educated. They need a little stuff around it to understand what the argument is. And blurting stuff out is not going to do that.
No, but both of them did.
Well, yeah.
And I'm, you know, I give them a little slack because they're frustrated. And, you know, Biden's calling them a liar and a clown and shut up. And Trump's going, you're stupid. And okay, that doesn't really bother me very much. I know it bothers others, particularly women. I got it. But in this kind of a situation where there's so much at stake for the American people, for people living in Pennsylvania, for people living anywhere in the country, I was so disappointed in Chris Wallace, I can't tell you. Because there are so many questions, and his questions were so windy. They went on and on and on. Dom, did you even remember the question after those two got? I didn't even remember what the deuce was asked.
No, and Bill, he has a long kind of halting style. It sounds machine.
Yeah, I mean, it's not his show.
Yeah,
see,
exactly.
He did the same thing he does on his Fox News show. And the debate is windy, long. No. You look at Biden and you say, why did you call the president a xenophobe when he stopped the flights from China? That's an eight-second question.
Absolutely.
That's what you do. But it's not done, and it won't be done by any of these moderators, because essentially they are all afraid. All of the moderators, 95% of the commentators on television, are afraid of their corporate masters. They are afraid of the social media attacks. That is the truth. All right, we are living in a country where the media does what it is told to do by the corporations, and everybody is terrified on television. Everybody.
Now, I don't want to fully draw you into that because, you know, I know there's some hesitancy, and I respect that, but then the corporate master for Chris Wallace would be Fox. People think Fox is completely in the tank for President Trump. I don't see it that way. I see some stuff there that I think is unfair to him. I see other hosts that are too much pro-Trump for anything, Bill. You know, so would Wallace feel that pressure, do you think?
He feels the pressure from the corporation that pays him to be this person of, I'm above it all, I'm going to ask tough questions. I'm not going to get down when I have to get down. He won't get – look, if I'm moderating that debate and somebody says that my son didn't do anything wrong, and I know that's not true, do you think I sit there mute, Dom?
No, that's not fair. You're right. And it takes work.
But the reason that Wallace sat there mute is he's afraid to draw that kind of controversy to him. Because he knows the corporation that pays him doesn't want him in that slot. Doesn't want him to go after, put quotes around go after,
right,
the two people. They don't want him to go after Trump, and they don't want him to go after Biden. Just be the voice on top of the mountain, Chris. Just be the intellect, the adult in the room.
I don't think we're hearing that, Bill. Sorry to interrupt, but we're not hearing that anywhere else in the media. So that is something I'm planning firmly right on my mind right now. You're right. That is a take that we're not hearing anywhere else. It's either Wallace was biased or Wallace lost control, not that thought process. Something that's come up, and this may be minor, maybe not. Why is it that both Biden and then Kamala Harris will not talk and answer in any way, shape, or form about packing the Supreme Court? Is it polls badly? Is there something that they're avoiding with that? They don't even have a good deflection answer. That became apparent with Harris particularly and Biden last night.
The answer to your question is that all of the research taken by the Democratic Party and the Biden campaign shows Americans do not want a radical change in their government. They don't want the Electoral College changed, and they don't want the Supreme Court changed. That is the internal, not the fixed polls that the media puts out, but that is the internal information that the Democratic Party has. And you heard it last night that Biden said, I beat the socialists. I am the Democratic Party. I'm not going to do the Green New Deal. And then when specifically asked about packing the court, he would not answer the question. And of course, Wallace wouldn't point that out. So anybody moderating debate goes, okay, Mr. Vice President, you've had three times now. You don't want to answer the question, apparently. You've got to crystallize stuff for the people who aren't up on everything. But the answer to your question is radical left does not poll well in the Democratic precincts.
BillO'Reilly.com is where we find all things O'Reilly. So are you pleased with how America is receiving the book and the feedback you're getting? They get it. This latest in the Killing series, how broad of a scope this is. And again, how balanced this is.
BillO'Reilly.com is now the most powerful internet news agency in the world. We've gone from a $5 million to $25 million corporation in 9 months. Killing Crazy Horse has sold 250,000 copies in 3 weeks. The reason all of this is happening is because the media is so corrupt and so frightened, as I just laid out to you, that people, they may not be able to articulate their discomfort, Dom, but they are looking for something more honest. That is what I provide in the books and on radio and television. You might not agree with me, and that's fine. But I fact-based everything I say. I have the best information in the United States of America coming to me. Who else is going to tell you about Democratic internal polling, Dom? Who else is going to tell you how terrified the most famous commentators in America are? All right? No one. I know these people. And that's why my concerns, my operations are prospering. And guys like you help me dramatically because you ask intelligent questions All right, you know what's happening, and you give me a forum to talk directly to your listeners. And so we're operating on all cylinders here. It's the most important election of my lifetime, and I'll check in with you anytime you want.
Bill, you got it. Thank you very much. Congratulations on the book, too, and thanks for the insight today, as always.
Okay, Dom, thank you. Bye.
Dom Giordano, weekdays 9 till noon on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.